broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in Gwinnett. This is Partners for Success, presented by Meridian Star Merchant Services.
Hello again, everyone. This is Partners for Success, presented by Meridian Star Merchant Services. I'm Dennis Bonin. Alongside me is my sidekick, Randy Hicks. Randy, how are things going this morning after this great Memorial Day weekend?
Terrific, Dennis, and yourself?
Awesome.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned Memorial Day, and as we start the program, I think that it's proper for us to send out our salute to all the troops that support us today in all the theaters around the world, all the troops that have supported us in the past in making this country free and giving us the freedoms that we enjoy every day. We certainly appreciate that.
You know, Randy, you're so right. Yesterday, I reflected upon looking back at my family and seeing how my actually grandfathers, both grandfathers and great uncles and aunts served in the war, World War II and Vietnam, and uncles. It's amazing when you think back of the sacrifices that were made.
Absolutely.
Well, today, Partners for Success is a show that highlights and promotes many Atlanta outstanding businesses and business leaders. Okay, let's get started with our guest for today's show. Joining us, Janice Palmer with Project Move. It's a based Gwinnett County business. And also we have Scott McDonald with T-Mobile based here in Norcross, Georgia. We're going to start today with our first guest via satellite. From the great state of Virginia, Janice Palmer with Project Move.
Janice, hi, guys. How are you this morning?
Lovely, lovely. I'm sure the weather's beautiful there, as it is in great Atlanta.
It is. It's gorgeous, and it's a great day to get outside and do something fitness-focused and move.
Well, it's a good question.
Janice, why don't you tell us a little bit about your company and really what you do?
Project Move is basically a movement that connects individuals of all ages with facilities in their community in a way to stimulate, motivate, educate on ways to get healthy. It's not just about fitness. It's actually about a complete mindset change in accepting your diversity, accepting roadblocks, accepting stereotypes, and breaking through those to try something new and embrace fitness in your form in whatever way it may present itself in your community. So we connect community clubs with the members and the people of the community, and in doing so, hopefully create a massive movement towards healthier living.
Well, Janice, when you say Project Move, is this a multi-generational program?
Yes, it is. We specifically focus on the integration of all ages. When you go into a lot of facilities, most fitness facilities are adult-focused, which is fine. That is no problem. However, if you have a family, husband, wife, children, and it's adult-focused, you're going to have possibly the spouse, you know, the husband and wife going to work out together, which means the children are in childcare. Or what happens a lot of times is the spouses will flip-flop and they can't work out at the same time. So that means one individual is away from the other while trying to get healthy. What that does is that leads to guilt. And then the third scenario is that they just don't go because it's too hard, it's too difficult, they're too busy. There's just too much, and going to the gym or going to do something fitness related becomes basically non-existent. So we try to teach facilities and communities how to partner up so that you can address multiple ages. So you may have a grandmother who brings her grandson to the gym with her because there's a program for him while she's busy doing something else simultaneously. So you're instilling from a very young age that dependency, a good dependency, upon the leaders of the industry when it comes to fitness.
Well, Janice, you mentioned kids, you mentioned community. Those are two key points I picked up on. And so when I think of that is, why not just offer these programs to area schools or churches?
That is an excellent, excellent question. The focus of Project MOVE is to reach as many people as possible. I do talk about youth programming. I also talk about senior programming. I talk about different types of programming inside facilities and then outside, like running clubs and hiking groups, bike clubs, things like that. If we were to go into the schools, we would be speaking with the children. We would be speaking to the children who would then relay information to their parents. However, what that does is there's a roadblock there because a lot of the parents are not on board yet. So we lose that avenue. If we were to go into schools and do a before school program inside the school, the only way that we're going to reach the parents is, well, actually wouldn't reach the parent because they would drop the child off. They'd have an extra 30 minutes in the morning to themselves or could get to work faster. We'd bypass that whole idea of family integration. Likewise, if we went into the churches, and at that point, we're going to not be able to appeal to the people who may not have that connection. A gym, health club facility, community fitness facility, whatever entity it is, capacity it is, you're going to get the most random cross-sampling population of any community. You're not going to get just those parents who have children like you would in school. You're not going to get just those individuals who have faith-based or have found or searching as you would in churches. The only other facility, the only other network that you would have is the community health club, where you've got every person of all ages, all walks of life, et cetera, and it is the ideal location to bring a unity to the diversity that exists within a community.
Wow, that's a lot of coverage and a lot of information. But from that, what would you say the main goal of Project MOVE would be?
Is to get everyone active, period. To get everyone active in a facility, learning to use that facility in their community, learning to use the tools that are there. A lot of times people aren't aware of what's out there for them. The majority of us are very afraid of trying something new. That becomes one of the main roadblocks for most people, that fear of crossing over and trying something new. But if you have somebody who is motivated on a local level, who's impassioned about getting people moving, that's connecting them with events, with clubs, with, you know, different networking that support the same desire, then you have that hand-holding process that takes place, and a trust is built, and you have more people that are able to attempt something new. And that actually is part of what Project MOVE does, and that's finding what's called a Project MOVE ambassador in each community. That ambassador is somebody who has that passion. And then we teach them how to get the local clubs and whether it's fitness centers, biking clubs, hiking, et cetera. We teach them how to pull that together and have more of a consistency in the community toward healthy efforts.
Well, Janice, speaking of ambassadors, I noticed that a lot of different communities have different requirements, different needs for their different areas. How do the ambassadors work with this program?
That's the coolest part, is just as we have diversity within our own community, and one club, one fitness facility may be run completely different from another fitness facility. Even if you went into like an LA Fitness, which is a franchised facility, a corporately owned facility, you're still going to have diversity by the programs that are run by the staff that's in that club. Having an ambassador in the population, they're able to serve different ways. The homeschool population, the special needs population. We have one of our ambassadors that is helping me now has specific interest in emotional and eating disorder, that population. So finding people who have different gifts and different strengths is what helps me to identify who the ambassador should be in a certain area, and then connecting with the different clubs in the community. One really cool population is the special needs. And I just had a really amazing experience this past weekend here in Virginia. I'm up visiting a friend and she runs races. I'm not a runner myself, although I have vowed that I'm going to do the Nike 10K next spring because they give out jewelry. And I found that out and I'm in. You have a Tiffany box at the finish line. I'm in the race. So that's my motivation. But she was running a race this weekend and I met, Leslie, who is a mother of two children here in Lynchburg. She was a mother of four children, two biological, two adopted. And those two adopted children have special needs. And part of what they did at this race was the group that she's associated with, the United Athletics of Lynchburg, Virginia, has pulled together to help these children experience what is not even seen as a possibility to them of, somebody in a wheelchair who is completing a 5K or a 10K, but they do it with an assisted pusher. And when the children finished this race, they smiled so big, and all they kept saying was, I did it, I did it. And one of the young men, Aaron, his father pushed him, and when they crossed the finish line, he said, I did it. I never quit, because his role was pushing, quote unquote, his dad and the others around him. And my girlfriend, as she was running, he says, come on, Melissa, you can do it. Come on, Melissa, you can do it. He was as much involved in that race and completing it and causing others to complete it as the pusher behind him, as his dad. And as he crossed that finish line, he says, I did it. I never gave up. And you can be a winner, too, if you never give up. That is what Project Lead is about. And getting those people connected and inspiring those of us who live in fear in our own healthy bodies to cross our own barriers, that's just profound.
Terrific. And again,
working with those special populations is just huge. So that's what it's about, an ambassador in those special populations.
Very good.
Got off on a big tangent there.
That's terrific, and we appreciate that. Again, we're speaking with Janice Palmer live via satellite from Virginia. Janice is with Project Move. Another question for you as related to that, how do you reach and assist gyms other than through the implementation of programs like these for youth?
That's wonderful. We at Project Move provides youth programming for fitness facilities. So I have programs for ages, for preschool ages, that then transition to ages 5 and 9, then transition into the 9 to 12-year-old where they're working out with their parents in regular programming. So Project Move, part of that is the consultant side, and I work with clubs to teach them how to implement those programs into their facilities. And it's basically at no cost. I mean, there's very, very little startup. There's no purchase equipment. There's no, it's just the education of how to work it into the facilities. Because our industry has been so adult focused, a lot of the facilities, really just don't understand how to even cross that bridge. We've done it successfully in our club in Suwanee, Georgia, to the point where we've won awards for the new angle that we're coming from. So now I'm just teaching other clubs, but I've been blessed with a new position with the company Club Ready. And Club Ready provides software support for fitness facilities. What's really neat about Club Ready is their way to integrate their members with usable and trackable data about their fitness experience. It basically bonds the club to a member in a way that gives real value to the club staff. It gives them guidance and support in their role as an agent to the health and fitness industry that uses their software. So now there's a way to track and guide and motivate it. Through this avenue, the new avenue that I've been involved with and blessed with, I'm more able to directly connect clubs and provide them with an even wider array of tools for customer retention, for integration, for club management, for motivation and experience longevity that is going to create lifelong moving fans.
Janice, that's outstanding. We really, really enjoyed hearing about this program And for our listeners, could you give us a little bit more information on how to get in touch with you or to be able to find out more?
Absolutely. The first thing is, if you are a Facebook person, find us on Facebook. That is the easiest way for me to get information out, to get pictures out, to get what's called a move moment. Move moments are those moments where you're actually overcoming those little barriers, whether they're psychological or physical, and get those experiences out there. Facebook is projectmove.us. That's also our website page, projectmove.us. It's under construction at the moment. I have a wonderful company that's helping me with the development of that, and also with our blog. So they can reach me at info@projectmove.us directly. You can reach me via cell phone. The line for the Project Move is 678-779-9641. And then also our Facebook page, Twitter account. If you tweet, I'm learning how to tweet now. So it's a whole new world for me. But that's basically the best way to reach me, is via email or link up with us on the Facebook page or LinkedIn profile page.
Great. Thanks so much, Janice Palmer, for joining us today.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Janice. All right. Our next guest for Partner Success is Scott McDonald with T-Mobile. Scott, how are you today?
Doing great. Thank you very much, Dennis and Randy, for having me this morning. Great to be here.
Scott, great to have you. I tell you, T-Mobile, all this wireless stuff going on, all this technology.
It's kind of crazy, isn't it?
It's fast changing. Every month is something new coming up. In fact, where do you see wireless going, Scott?
Well, I feel like my hair gets gray just talking about it because it's moving so fast. But bottom line, the thing about wireless, and we were joking about this before the show, is that it's not going anywhere. It's staying put. As a matter of fact, there was a survey that went out recently that by 2015, the mobile workforce is projected to be more than 1.3 billion people. Now, that's kind of a big number to kind of wrap your hands around. So the way I like to describe that to folks is, if you imagine the entire population of the United States, from infant to elderly, and the entire population of China, you're now looking at the mobile workforce of 2015. So that's a pretty astounding number. But not only is it going to be that large number, but it's also going to be this great need and consumption of data, because things are kind of slowly but surely moving away from voice, but people've got to have data. They've got to have it now. It's kind of like that morning cup of coffee. You wake up, it's like, I got to have that cup of coffee to get my brain going. But now there's a new word that's going to be added to the dictionary, and I don't know if most people know about this, but it's called nomophobia. Have you all heard of nomophobia before?
No, I have not.
Okay, nomophobia is the fear of being out of mobile contact. And so you're going to find that in your Webster's Dictionary here very soon. So how many times have you woken up in the morning, you get in the car, you drive to work, and you find out you left your phone back at the house or back at the office? You freak out, don't you? I was talking to the guy, as a matter of fact, recently. He was a partner of ours, business partner of ours, coming down, flying down to Atlanta. He drove an hour to the airport, found out he didn't have his phone when he got to the airport. He almost considered driving back in traffic to go back to get his device, come back to the airport, and somehow miraculously make his flight. But he identified right there, which is, gosh, I got to have my device in my hand at all times.
You know, so, he could have done what I did. I had my wife overnight it.
Well, as a matter of fact, that's what he ended up doing.
See, and that's exactly what goes on today. It's almost like wearing a pair of pants and putting on your shoes. It's a part of your life. I almost want to say 24/7, but I do plug mine downstairs and I leave my phone for 7 hours and I say goodnight.
You're unlike most of the people who have to have it by their bedside because that's their alarm clock. That's the first thing they turn on in the morning, find out what happened in the news overnight while they slept. I joke around. People just say, why don't you just go and sew it in your hand? You know, just go ahead and just put it right there so it never leaves your palm.
It used to be that people would think, how can I go out of the house without my keys? Now it's keys and my phone.
Exactly, because you probably start your car using your phone more than likely, or your tablet or your hotspot. That's probably where we're headed. I wouldn't be surprised.
Same thing with your earpiece. My kids tell me they're going to implant them into 2017. You can just get it surgically implanted, turn it on and off.
So, and that just sounds exciting to me. I don't know about you. I mean, when we get a headache, I guess just replace it with a SIM card and the headache goes away. So it'd be great.
Scott, let me ask you this. Is T-Mobile still a privately held company?
Great question. We are not a privately held company as of recently. As a matter of fact, it was big news. Did you all have a chance to look on CNBC or watch on, I guess it was CNBC we were watching The Office. We actually went public. We acquired Metro PCS. Not everybody's aware of this, but when we acquired Metro PCS, we formed a new company called T-Mobile USA. And so we are doing some very exciting things. Our CEO's name is John Ledger, and this guy is just wanting to take wireless and turn it upside down. As a matter of fact, instead of having the ringing bell, what he wanted to do is have the T-Mobile sound. I do it for you, but I don't have it on right now. I have to turn my phone off. But he wanted to have the T-Mobile sound, the ringtone, essentially, to be the opening bell for when we went public. And what was interesting that day is there was a big, giant magenta banner outside the front stairs. I mean, this thing was huge. It practically covered the entire front of the building. And the whole thing was T-Mobile's changing the way wireless does wireless. And it's like, hey, somebody had to. And so it's exciting to see what John Ledger wants to do to change this industry.
Well, you know, we may have to nickname him John Legend.
I'm sure he'll love it.
Yep. If things are moving like you say they are. And I tell you, I had mentioned to my mother to buy some stock in that, those had some money. And of course I don't have any money, so I didn't buy any, but, that's awesome.
Well, you got plenty of time to go ahead and jump on that bandwagon right now because the way we're doing things, just recently we announced that from the consumer side of the market, no more contracts. So we did a people on the street video one time, prior to this launching. And we're like, hey, tell us about what you think about contracts. And they said, well, it feels like going to the dentist and have like a tooth removed or something like that. It's like having just something extracted from your mouth. It's just painful. Nobody likes contracts anymore. And so John Ledger heard that. And he said, here's what I'm going to do. I want to go out there and make a difference in this industry. And so we're going to take those contracts out of the hands of the consumer market and we're going to let you just pay as you go. It's going to be a month-to-month deal. And so it's turning things upside down. As a matter of fact, what I thought was exciting, I was talking with a friend of mine who works at Verizon. I'm sure you all heard of him. And it was neat to see what he said. He said, you know what? We're hoping you all succeed at this. And so they're looking to T-Mobile to be the leader in the wireless industry right now. And I thought that was just interesting words that he used. We're looking to see T-Mobile be successful in this because we want to see what we can do to follow your lead. That's what T-Mobile's becoming. We're becoming an innovator and a leader. We've always kind of followed in the wake, essentially, with what Verizon comes out with. John Ledger doesn't want that anymore.
Well, based on that, what is who's using T-Mobile today?
Who isn't using T-Mobile today, Randy? Come on. As a matter of fact, what I think is pretty exciting is let's look at what's happening worldwide. We have 129 million customers worldwide. That's globally speaking. 33.4 of those are coming from T-Mobile USA. So that's coming right here in the United States. So we're pulling about $71 billion in revenue. We got a lot of things. The thing I like to point out about that is we don't spend money on things we don't believe in, do we?
No,
we don't. And so if we weren't successful at doing what we do, we wouldn't have that many customers or have that much revenue coming in to our, to what we're doing. And so it's exciting to see our story not only catch, but it is multiplying exponentially.
You know, I tell you, I agree with you on especially customer service. When I hear people talk about different phone industries, T-Mobile always comes up first for customer service.
Excellent. Excellent. That's exactly right. I want to touch on that. But one more thing I want to add to your question, Randy. You know, 9 out of the top 10 Fortune 500 companies are using T-Mobile right now. And so the thing I like to point out to people
It is very strong.
So if you think about it, you know, if they trust us with their business, then why can't you, Mr. Business Owner, trust us with yours?
Amen.
You know, if Walmart or General Motors or General Electric or Hewlett Packard, if they see something in T-Mobile that's helping them with their business, then by golly, you can sure trust us with what we're doing to help you with your business. And then you mentioned about customer service. I mean, we've been ranked in J.D. Power Awards for customer service so many times. I think it's like 12 out of... Or it's like 11 out of 18 times, I think, is what the exact number is. Or it was 11 out of 16 times. Forgive me, I'm a little rusty on my numbers today. But the point is...
We won't hold you to it.
The point is, that's an industry first. Because when you think about how many times we have dominated the customer service industry and really taking care of our customers where they like calling us, You know, I joke around, see, essentially they're the Ritz-Carlton of customer service, you know, for wireless. Because when I call them, I look forward to making that call, and I call them probably 3, 4, 5 times a day because I want my customers to hear exactly how are we doing things? How are we taking care of you different from anybody else? How do we make you feel special and feel like we actually are addressing your needs and getting you taken care of?
Well, that brings me to another question. What are the top 5 concerns business owners will be facing with wireless?
Great question. The top 5 concerns that we share with folks. Number 1 is that overall costs are just too high. Does anyone want to complain about their cell phone bill? Feel free to call on the show. Oh, yeah. I don't know what the phone number is, but
I'm first in line for that.
Well, there you go. Well, 92% of all businesses agree with you, Randy. And when you think about it, 80% of all businesses have recently been found out that they've been overspending on their phone bill. So when you have that many people find out, gosh, I'm spending way too much, that's where T-Mobile's coming in with these exciting value plans. As a matter of fact, we have plans we introduced both from the consumer side and the business side, but we have a $70 unlimited, all you can text, all you can phone calls, all you can get on the web, 500 megabytes of tethering. It's pretty much an all-you-can-eat package for wireless. $70.
Randy, it sounds like he's talking our speed now.
That's right.
But think about that. $70 per line. When I'm talking to folks, as a matter of fact, let me tell you real quickly. I came across a company that is with a competitor. I'll leave them generic for now. And they had a phone bill for 35 lines. They spent, was it $7,045 over 35 phone lines?
Wow.
Okay. That's about, it's over $200 per line. So I quickly share with them what we're doing on the $70 unlimited plan. We're going to be able to save them about $128,000, I believe, over the next year or two. It was huge. And they're like, are you kidding me? And so they realize all of a sudden how much they've been overspending.
You just paid for 3 employees.
There you go. That's exactly right.
Wow.
That's exactly right. Another concern is that the devices or the network isn't going everywhere the company goes. That's one of the big obstacles we get. You know, how's T-Mobile's coverage? And so that's what we like to explain, that we're covering 96% of the country right now, over 225 million population. We're going to actually have LTE reaching out to over 100 million pops by this June, which is, gosh, next week. Next thing you know, Christmas has been here. As a matter of fact, when Christmas comes, we're going to have over 200 million pops reached with this LTE 10, which is also known as LTE Advanced. Super fast speeds. They're going to give people that super highway that they're looking for so they don't get slowed down. We actually recently discovered that we have over 50% more bandwidth than AT&T. We have extra lanes on the highway then opened up for all these customers who want to come over and experience these high, fast data speeds.
You mentioned a term that some of our listeners may be wanting to know more about, and that is LTE. Could you explain what LTE 4 and LTE Generation 10 is from 40,000 feet?
Well, from 40,000 feet, what it's going to mean is driving down Georgia 400 or 285 or 85 or 75 with wide open lanes. When you're going down to the city and you're driving, and everyone I know you're out there, you're driving 85 south into the city, not a fun ride. Not a fun ride when you're heading back north either, trying to get home at the end of the day, is it? No, but imagine if you had double the lane capacity and everyone's moving at 65 or 70 miles an hour to get home. That's what it's going to be like, to make it very simple, very clear cut. I know we've talked about possibly getting some folks from our sales engineer team, also from just our engineers in general, come in and talk a little bit more to the detail of LTE and what that's going to do for consumers as well as business owners. I'll tell you what, it's going to be awesome. A lot of people are excited about that. Another thing that people have been concerned about is securing corporate information. There is a movement right now called BYOD. It stands for Bring Your Own Device. And so some folks are bringing their own device to work. And so what we do is we have partnerships already set up with something called an MDM or a Mobile Device Management Group, whether it be companies like Sodi or AirWatch or Mobile Iron. And we help these businesses who are letting them bring in their own device, lock down these devices and secure these devices. So that way there's personal information that they can enjoy on the weekends or at night, but during the workday, they can lock that down, secure that corporate information. Yeah, that's important to do. And obviously the increasing data usage is another concern, and also the international rates. We came out with some new international rates last week. they're just blowing people's socks off. It's exciting to see how T-Mobile is addressing the needs of the consumers. And we're coming out. I mean, we got our pistols drawn and we're going out there and we're showing that we mean business. And that's why we're going by the new brand name of the Un-Carrier. We don't want to do things like carriers do things anymore. We want to be the leader, the pace setter, the trend setter, and go out there and say, this is how we're doing it now moving forward.
Scott, you mentioned about working with their own devices and being able to work at the workplace and work at home and have personal stuff. What is there restrictions at work that allows them not to go certain avenues of data so that everything is strictly work and they don't get off pace?
Exactly. That's where mobile device management groups come into play. And they can actually lock down the device so that it is just work oriented. So you can't be accessing that personal information. And then when you go home, it's going to be making sure that you have your personal information back. This is where it's better to probably sit down with a customer and explain more about the value of MDM or mobile device management and explain how everything comes to be and how it works.
Is MDM one of the top priorities for T-Mobile?
It is one. It's one thing we're doing. As far as the top three priorities that we really have right now at this moment in time, number one is obviously the network modernization. We want to take what we consider already strong network and we want to make it even stronger. We want to make it better. Because the more people that realize how great T-Mobile is, the more people we're going to have as customers here very soon. But I feel like our commercials reach only so many people. So it's a responsibility of the sales team and the sales force to go out there and essentially evangelize the message and let people know, guys, we got something exciting here and you need to take advantage of it. Number two is our B2B investment. We definitely want to reach out to the business owners and help them realize what we're doing exactly to help their business grow. Because one thing we're all about at T-Mobile is all about reducing costs, increasing efficiencies, and we like to practice what we preach and do the same thing so you can save that same time, money, and resources at your business where we're saving with ours using our wireless solutions. And then obviously our brand launch. It's going out there and letting people know we are the Un-Carrier. We're not doing things the way everybody else does them anymore. As a matter of fact, we're going to be the leader. Look to us. We're about to make things happen.
Outstanding. Well, that's great. And Scott, we really appreciate you being with us today. Our guest has been Scott McDonald with T-Mobile. And for those who would like to learn more.
There it goes right there. There's the coverage working for you. 4G speeds right there for you. Right there in studio. I love it. I love the in-building coverage.
Well, for others that would like to, our listeners who would like to find out more information, where would you send them?
Send them to me. I mean, let's just call my cell phone if you don't mind. 678-576-0323. Once again, that number is 678-576-0323. Obviously, Dennis and Randy have my contact information, but I would love the privilege and the opportunity to come out and share the T-Mobile story with you and show you and take essentially just, you know, take off the blinders of what people think of T-Mobile and show you where we are today and where we're headed. Because it's an exciting thing, especially when it comes to saving time, money, and resources.
Scott, do you have an email address they can also reach out and touch you?
I do. It's a short one. So here we go. Scott.MacDonald, as in the farmer, M-A-C, capital D-O-N-A-L-D, 9@t-mobile.com.
Okay. Very good. That sounds great. Our guest today on Partners for Success have been Janice Palmer with Project Move and Scott McDonald with T-Mobile. Remember, you can always listen to our show live every Tuesday morning at 11:30 on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station. And you can listen to our show anytime, 24/7, by logging onto our website, partnersforsuccess.businessradiox.com. Partners for Success is presented by Meridian Star Merchant Services, your partner in processing, where we not only have the best rates in the industry, but we're always there when you need us. Call us anytime at 1-855-MER-STAR.
And a special thanks, as always, to our all-star producer, Mike Salmon.
For Dennis Bonin, I'm Randy Hicks. We'll see you next time, right here on Partners for Success.